The Redstone Waltz wafted through the rooms of the Redstone Castle one day this week, as if John Osgood's second wife, Alma, had just sat down at the grand piano to play. When I asked Sue McAvoy, the castle's caretaker, about the song, her face lit up as she recited a letter,
"Dear Sir,"
written in 1976 by a man whose father had lived in Redstone and was one of Osgood's miners. The man remembered Alma, also known as Lady Bountiful, giving out cakes and gifts at Christmas.
"One year, my sister, who had taken music in Illinois, received a sheet of music along with her gift and a request to learn to play it on her violin. She learned the piece good, but we never heard no more of it. Mrs. Osgood had wrote the piece herself, you see. I'm now nearly 85 years of age and am alone and feeling poorly. I'm sending you this musical page for whatever use you may see fit for it. God bless you. Sincerely yours, Carl P. Hunt."
McAvoy, dressed in white lace for the daily public tour and looking like she stepped out of the 1920s, has been working at the Redstone Castle for the past 17 years. But she says it really isn't a castle.
"Cleveholm Manor was the official name of it all throughout its early years, and the Osgoods themselves called it the mansion or the residence."
The 24,000 square foot, 42-room mansion was built in 1902 on 550 acres by coal and steel magnate John C. Osgood. He and his partners owned the coal mines up Coal Basin and had built the town of Redstone for the coke oven workers and their families. But the mansion, set on a hill above town, was an opulent playground for Osgood, his wives, and their friends. Osgood married three times. He had no children, and when he died in 1926 at the age of 75, he left everything to his third wife, Lucille.
"She, of course, held on to it through the Depression, but she lost his coal company and was paying taxes on all of those 80-plus buildings that she inherited in the town of Redstone that were boarded up. So towards the mid-30s, she begins to salvage these buildings. She did end up parting with this in 1944 for $100,000.
After that, the place changed hands several times. It was a dude ranch in the 1940s.
"Horseback riding, hiking, fishing, and square dancing."
In 1957, Frank Kissler, a developer and oil man, bought it with the idea of putting in a golf course and ski area.
"Frank thought he could compete with Aspen and bring the Winter Olympics to Marble and Redstone. But he died 3 years later."
Okay, so he dies in 1960.
Yes.
And then what happens?
Well, his 29 partners run both this and the Redstone Inn into the ground. In the early 70s, the castle is in danger of being torn down for condominiums. When a newspaper man from Grand Junction...
"My name is Ken Johnson. In my youth, I had been a newspaper bundle delivery driver for the Daily Sentinel. And for many years, I passed the Redstone Castle and was always just kind of like, wow, what a great place. We were acquainted with a woman realtor in Grand Junction, Colorado. We heard that the castle was under contract and it was going to be bulldozed in order to have 1,500 condo units scattered on the castle property. And in November, on a very cold afternoon evening, we wandered through the castle with her, and I was stunned at the quality of the place and the beauty of the place. And I thought, God, what a crime to destroy this old place."
So he bought it in 1974 on a payment plan. Johnson was the publisher of the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel at the time. He refurbished the mansion and lived there in the mid-80s. But around 1989, he and his wife decided to sell.
"Well, I wasn't necessarily the youngest guy in town when I bought it, and I didn't retain my youth any better than anybody else. And we thought it was time to put it in the hands of somebody else who would take it through the next generation."
Three times the mansion went into foreclosure, and three times it came back to Johnson. He finally sold it at auction in the year 2000 to Raleigh Demetrius, the current owner. McAvoy says the mansion and the surrounding 150 acres are now protected. The exterior is on the National Register of Historic Places, and Redstone is a National Historic Site.
there is an interior historic preservation easement on this building. Colorado Historic Foundation holds this preservation easement. There are 10 rooms on the interior of the castle that anything attached to the building, like the light fixtures, the wall cover, the flooring, there's Italian marble tile, so all of that's covered in the easement.
The mansion still has most of the original furniture and lots of art, including 9 originals by local artist Jack Roberts. Tiffany lamps give it a roaring 20s feel, gold-leafed paper covers some of the walls, and oriental rugs adorn hardwood floors that creak with age and wear. It also smells like my grandmother. But underneath the grandeur is an aging infrastructure, still solid, but the mansion can cost up to $200,000 a year to maintain. The mansion, its outbuildings, gatehouse, hose house, carriage house, and stables is up for auction on Friday. The opening bid is $2 million. Sue McAvoy isn't sentimental about her home of the past 2 decades. She hopes the new owners will keep her on, but if not, she says it's been a great run.
What I'm looking at it as passing the torch. And that whoever takes it on is going to do really what it needs. And I'm happy to see that.
For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.